Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having Jerry Ripperger back on the show. Jerry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's director of consulting at the Principal Financial Group. He has joined me many times before in the past, along with others, to talk about Principal's 10 best companies in America. And he's here to talk to us about that again. Jerry Ripperger, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Jerry, this is the 10th anniversary of a Principal's 10 Best, and I'm not sure. I'm not positive. I could probably go back and figure it out. But I'm pretty sure we've helped you guys talk about this every year for the last 10 years.
I believe that's correct.
And I'm very happy about that because I when I saw what you guys were doing, you were highlighting small business owners and small business organizations, and that not always tiny ones, sometimes small, very small ones, but sometimes, you know, they're 300 or 400 employees, but which are still small businesses, for the good work that they've been doing to work with employees to maximize the benefit budget that the company had, to make sure the employees got the benefits that they needed, but also to encourage the employees to work with the company to save money, and also to work on living healthier to help in the healthcare areas. So, is that a pretty good evaluation of what the 10 Best is all about?
Certainly, what we're trying to do is recognize companies that do an outstanding job of providing for the financial security of their employees. And doing that means taking care of them today, you know, as you mentioned, your health, your wellness, type benefits, and also making sure they're prepared to have a sound retirement, helping them put money away now, having the company put money away now to help them, which may be, for some of them, 30 or 40 years away.
Right, right. Well, and we've talked about several companies that have lowered their overall healthcare coverage costs, because I remember some companies got rid of the smoking room and turned it into an exercise room.
Absolutely. And every year we're finding examples like that. In fact, if we look over the 10-year history and look at the 100 winners, I mean, there's a couple themes that really get driven out there. And one of the themes we've seen, we went from a few companies were doing a little bit on wellness to all of this year's winners have extremely robust wellness programs in place. They've recognized that not only does it provides for better physical health for their employees, it's better fiscal health for the company.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing, you know, stop smoking programs, fitness facilities, health screening, biometrics. All of those are really becoming commonplace within the company.
Well, and what I remember is I remember reporting 10 years ago, Jerry, that the average cost for healthcare for companies covering their employees was going up in double digits. We had double digits year after year after year in the early part of the last decade, which was and obviously that was compounding when you keep doing that over several years. And in those same years, your 10 best companies, instead of the healthcare coverage costs going up 12%, there were many of them were going up like 6% or 4%, and it was all because of the programs that they were putting together and to not only just work, you know, sort of take care of their employees, but to work with the employees, having it go in both ways.
Absolutely. It's not only the programming, as you noted, it's the partnering with the employees to make sure they understand that they're the ones that, to a large degree, if not almost totally, determining the cost of the health benefit program.
Right. Right.
They're the ones determining where to get care, when to get care, whether or not to engage in fitness activities. So by partnering with them, they've been able to be substantially below the average.
Right. Well, exactly. And that's helped the companies to And saving on things like healthcare contributes to the to profit sharing, doesn't it?
Absolutely. What we've noticed is, and we've been doing this for a decade, and it's probably been one of the most tumultuous decades in the economy in anyone's memory.
Right, absolutely.
What we've found is these companies have not cut benefits during this period of time. They've communicated with their employees. They've partnered with them. And by doing things such as driving lower medical increases, these companies have been able to maintain those benefit plans, even though the economy has been a struggle. And the 100 companies we've recognized over the last decade have been in everything, credit unions, sand and gravel companies, mm-hmm. manufacturing companies. So they've been across the entire spectrum.
Well, absolutely. And what do you think is the most important thing that you've learned in the last 10 years of tracking these companies?
I think if we really look, Jim, there's really four trends that we've driven out, and I think they really were highlighted in this year's winter. And we already talked about the prevalence of wellness. But I think one of the other big ones we've seen is instead of doing it to them or for them, they're now doing benefits with their employees.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this through education. I mean, all of the winners this year have one-on-one counseling to help their employees make sure they're putting enough away for retirement, that they're adequately covered. You know, they're engaging them in plan design and how that budget gets allocated. What's important to them? Which brings up that next trend from one size fits all to customize.
Right. And customize where the people are looking at each other, the employer, the employee, no big government looking over their shoulders. Nobody, you know, this is human beings working with human beings with the resources that they have, realizing that we're all in this together. The employees becoming more healthcare in terms of healthcare, becoming more healthcare customers, not just consumers. Right? Help understanding that whenever I get healthcare, that comes. There's a cost to that. How can I be more efficient with the healthcare dollars we have?
Correct, and that's why we've seen more and more winners the last couple of years have tools such as health reimbursement arrangements or health savings accounts.
HSAs.
Where a big portion of the cost of the health care is being actively managed by the individual.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm convinced that with few exceptions, meaning people who are really sick, if every American bought an HSA, I think we could solve a lot of the health care problems, health care cost problems that we have right now. A lot of the coverage problems. I think HSAs are one of the best inventions that we've ever had, and we need more of those, not less of them. Jerry, give us the website quickly, please.
Oh, it's www.principal.com.
All right, so find the 10 best there, too, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about these 10 companies. What did they do? What did each one of them do to win this recognition?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.